Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for being here, Paul. Thank you for holding on. We're talking about unions. And so, Paul, is your position that those stores should be forced to pay people more than what their value is?
I don't think government should be involved in that. But I think there's got to be a different mindset among the great.
Well, what would that mindset be? What? How about a different mindset on the part of the people who control?
You know, Todd, I think that there's a great, and I probably would be talking like Bernie Sanders. There are great inequities in wealth in this country. Okay, there are people who amass huge amounts of wealth, 80 million, a billion, whatever they're amassing. How much money does somebody really need? How many houses?
That's none of our business, and that's not the issue. I think that's the wrong framing.
No, it is the issue. It is the issue. Inequities of wealth are a big part of the issue. That people...
Well, I agree. Hang on, I agree, but I think you're looking at the wrong side of it because you've been trained by the Democrats to think there's something evil about people who have money instead of thinking there's something... Hang on, I want you to respond to this point. Education is the only way to get ahead in our country. If you get more power in the economy, it comes from being better educated. Mm-hmm. And the way education is controlled in this country is by special interest groups known as unions. How ironic. If those guys were market driven and providing great education, then there would be far fewer people having to depend on low paying jobs. It is because they don't have power in the marketplace. Democrats fail them with their schools, and then they teach everybody to run around and say, oh, it's the fault of those evil corporations. The biggest of the evil special interest groups is government. Government controls way more resources than any of the corporations they malign. Go ahead.
I agree with you on that. I do want to say one thing about unions, Todd, and that is this. I work for a union, and I'll be quite honest. I make $31 an hour. I've been working 23 years, okay, and I have a pretty good insurance program and a pension, okay, which is nice to have, okay? However, I work all the holidays. Okay, I work all weekends. If we're short staff, I get mandatory overtime where I have to work all night long.
Okay.
So there's a flip side too. I mean, what we have to go through, I work just about, every holiday, and it's kind of funny with us healthcare workers. If you don't have enough people on second shift or third shift, well, you're stuck on Christmas. So it's almost like the old movie Scrooge, where Bob Cratchit has to work on Christmas Day. Well, a lot of times we have to work double shifts on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day because people are calling out sick. I don't want to toot my own horn there. But the only recourse somebody has if management is really screwing with you is a union. If you don't have...
Well, no, the recourse is to have power in the marketplace, develop your skills, and take your wares elsewhere. We live in a capitalist society where there is the world available to you for making money. Paul, you're done because I'm out of time.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I forget how we got into it, but we're talking about unions. I mean, I guess I said something, my standard rap on them, and that triggers people, which is good because people should be triggered over unions. They should be upset. But they're upset at the wrong side of it. they should be upset that they've been tricked into thinking that something anti-democratic, a system rigging scheme, is somehow good, that getting things you haven't earned in a market-driven, a fair market-driven system. Instead, I mean, it's kind of like, would you, is it moral if the Brinks truck crashes and there's money all over the road, is it moral to stand there and take it? That's what the union scheme is all about. Tim in Hamden. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Todd. First off, you cannot hear on the waiting online. Can you please, for the love of God, get the engineers to actually increase the volume? I have no idea what's been said.
We have already prayed to the gods of engineering, and we're using any angle. So yes,
well,
God, if we can get God to do it, we will.
Perhaps human sacrifice. You know,
well, that's the problem. The humans have all been sacrificed.
Oh, my God. So
anyway, Tim.
So I was talking, I'm going to call up about unions. Well, first off, I've been listening to conservative talk radio for over 40 years. It's bread and butter talk radio. Unions are always the problem. Doesn't matter, conservative, liberal, state, you know, wherever I've lived, I've heard this, you know, same kind of nonsense and everything like that. You, of all people, are saying that, you know, that unions make it so that people are overpaid, and they're just like, mm-hmm. Excuse me, what's overpaid for what job? I mean, standing out on the construction site in the heat or in winter, or, you know, firemen, police officer, teachers, what exactly is overpaid, and who decides that? Other than,
well, exactly.
You know, cranky
yes.
old taxpayers who don't want to pay a penny, you know, on their property taxes.
But that's exactly how it's supposed to work. You have cranky people don't want to part with their money. Other people want to earn the money. And it's a competition between those two forces. And the goal of a fair society is to make sure nobody's putting their thumb on those scales one way or the other. The people looking to earn the money do it with their ingenuity, their creativity, and their hard work.
Oh, my God. What mythology. Fair society. You know, this country... You know, if you try to unionize, excuse me, at a Walmart, they have literally shut down Walmarts where they've had a strong organizing, a union effort and everything.
Yeah, I can't blame them. They've got a business model they're trying to operate.
They've got a business model to say, hey, suckers, you know, we'll get another, you know, person.
But you know what, Tim?
Work for less.
When they open a new Walmart, do you know there are lines of people waiting for those jobs? Why is
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, because, you know, we've got an economy that, you know, and just like, you know, and at Amazon, it's the same thing. It's,
exactly. Yes, there's no need for unionization because the workers are happy. They go there to work. They're thrilled to get those jobs at Amazon.
And they have to pee in a bottle because it's just ridiculous. That's the kind of, you know, situation where workers are put in. If they don't like it, we'll get, you know, another person along those lines. And rigging of the elections, you spout this stuff off, but you leave out, conveniently, all the millionaires and billionaires who, you know, put money into the system, they're the real riggers. You know, they can buy elections left and right. They just, you know,
how do they buy elections? Both parties get millions of dollars from the special interests. So how does one special interest or another influence?
Well, you know, it essentially, you know, especially, you know, we've seen it on presidential and other elections, they just give unlimited amounts of people. You know, I can't afford it.
You know, in the Barack Obama, remember Barack Obama, the guy who broke up the public election funding scheme for presidential elections?
And who I did not vote for and was, you know.
And his, I'm not blaming you, I'm just mentioning it. And he, the number one fundraiser or contributor to his campaign was a union. They are one of the evil corporations, except they're not a corporation. They've never produced anything.
You do not mention the large corporations, the Sheldon Adelsons and everybody else who contribute to all these, you know, PACs and everything. You see these ads.
Because those places make money. Those, they produce. Unions don't produce anything. They're just leeches.
No, they produce workers who are happy, who buy houses,
no.
who have a middle-class lifestyle.
The workers
That's
produce themselves and their own productivity.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Just be a little fairer and the election process. You know, look at the corruption on all sides in the process and stuff. And I think you'll And finally, just get the sound on hold fixed. Have a good one, Todd. Bye-bye.
We're working on that, Tim. That we can agree on. 860-522-9842. We do want it to be louder on hold. We do. We're everybody's working on that, I think. And someday, we shall overcome. Someday. And you will be able to hear on hold. So here's your weather forecast. We'll get right back to the calls tonight. Cool again. Freezing cold, 51 degrees. Man, went to the gym this morning. It was cold. Tomorrow, it'll be a sunny day. Nice, but it's cool all week, lower 70s. And Wednesday, it will be humid. So we get to feel warm, even though it won't be that warm. 78 degrees on Wednesday with a chance of a shower or three. 74 right now. Right now at WTIC. Don is, I think, my favorite caller in the world. He loves to yell at me and get all emotional. Hi, Don.
Todd, I'm mad at you.
I knew it. How did I guess?
Why are you so anti-union, Todd? Tell me. Why don't you
because
talk
I
about
believe,
Republic? Why don't you talk
because
about
I believe in Democrat. I believe in democratic values. That's why.
Why don't you talk about the Republicans who just suck the life out of the working class? They are anti-union.
How do they do that? Tell me a place where they suck the life out of the working class that
the
Republicans do that.
Republicans are anti-union, and they are
give
the ones
me.
Who,
that's because unions are bad things. But tell me the place where, give me one example of Republicans offering a job and sucking the life out of the working class.
The people who support the Republican Party are anti-union.
Of course, because unions are anti-democratic. Don't you believe in democratic values? Don't you believe in freedom and people doing what they want and getting what they earn? You don't believe in those things?
Todd, your job is where you would negotiate your own contract. And not all of us have that chance to do that. So listen, when you work in a factory or somewhere, and these companies sucking the blood out of the workers for minimum wage and all kind of all kind of drastic rules and regulations that is unfair to the workers. We need the union to fight for that.
What country did you migrate to this country from?
I've been talking all these years that you don't remember. I'm from Jamaica, Todd.
No, I know you're from Jamaica. I wanted you to say it for everybody and to build an argument here. And in Jamaica, your home country, why did you leave? It's a beautiful country, and Jamaican people are the most beautiful people. Why did you leave such a wonderful place?
I can give you two words. The World Bank and the IMF suck the blood out of third world countries. You want more than that? The World Bank and the IMF and these superpowers suck the blood out of third world countries. That's why. And flood it with guns. That's
and why is it a better... So is it better here, the job market? Or is it better in a place where there's whatever...
Yes, it's better here because this is a first world country. This is the most developed country in the world. Of course it's better here.
Yes. How did it become the most developed country in the world?
By exploiting immigrants.
By creating opportunity. You know, there's always a line of immigrants at the door waiting to come in and be exploited. Why is that?
Well, yeah, I give you that much because half a loaf is better than no bread. Half a loaf is better than no bread. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying when I said that.
No, I get it. Half a loaf is better than no bread. Yes, there is money to be made here.
It's not perfect here. It's not perfect here. I give it that.
It's not perfect.
It's better. It's better. It's better than being in a third world country where there's no job and there's poverty and there's violence and all of that.
Yes. And the reason we were able to achieve that, I think. Thank you, Don, for the call. I love Don's calls because he consistently argues against American values, even though he loves America. And I don't say that to mock him in any way. It's easy to get confused about these things when you're being sold a bill of goods all the time. But the thing that makes America powerful, that made it powerful, was not having government encumber the commercial marketplace. And government hated not being able to encumber. That is, politicians hated not being able to mess with it and get some of that money and to be able to grow the government into the monster we have today. And unions are a scheme they used to create a special interest group that they could name something different, give it a whole new identity, and change the language. So unions were the good thing. If you were a working man, that meant you worked for a union. Working people only are for Democrats. That's only people who work for unions, because that is the rigged system that they profit from. I believe in the power of individuals, and that the role of government is to protect us from government power. And I believe that's what made America into great, such a great place. Dave in Northfield, hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What's up, Dave? Only if you speak, sir.
Huh?
Only if you speak can I hear you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I only had one union job in my life, and it's the only job where a supervisor actually took me into his office and said, Dave, you're working too hard.
That is for sure. You know, I don't know anybody. Well, I won't say that. I've heard that story from a lot of different people. Did that manifest in any meaningful way, or was that just an anecdote, a little exception that occurred?
Oh, no. What happened was I was working at the Cheney Brother Mills over in Manchester there at the time. No longer exists. And I'd be done with my shift at 9 o'clock. So I'd get bored, and I went around, and I started learning some of the other job positions. And he basically, like I said, after a while, he pulled me in. He said, you got to cut this out, because if you're doing it, then they're going to eliminate some of these other job positions. And after that, they had a nasty flu season where everybody was calling out, and lo and behold, I was the only one there that knew how to do the other jobs, and I went and did the job.
Yeah.
So eventually, he ends up pulling me in like about a month after that and saying, great job.
Stop doing that.
What you did was they ended up creating a new job position called Extra Man. So I got chastised for doing it at initially, but then afterwards he came and brought me to the office and praised me for it because I created
That's
another
awesome,
job.
Dave. So I had a similar experience just briefly when I was just out of college, I think. Yeah, I was working in my first job in radio, and a friend was a unit manager, which means he was like the business manager for an NFL broadcast. And he invited me to come down to Foxborough to see the Patriots play. This was like 40 years ago. And I was standing on the sidelines. I've told this story before. Sorry to bore you. I was standing on the sidelines, and this cart was driving back and forth. This during the pregame. Nothing was going on. But for some reason, this cameraman was driving back and forth to stay even on the side of the field with where the play was, so he could. But they were just practicing before the game, and each time he would drive by, this cable would be in danger of snagging. So I would just give it a little kick so it would be free from whatever was making it snag. I forget. And somebody ran over and said, "Stop doing that." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because if that needs to be done, they should hire somebody to do it." And that's where I learned what unions were all about. George in Vernon. Hi, George. Turn that radio down, George. George? Oh, come on, George. You know how this is supposed to work. Kevin Hartford. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Todd. I turned my radio down, so.
Thank you, sir.
So that guy just called in. He was asking, like, I mean, what company are these people working for that is sucking the life out of them so much that they can't leave and go elsewhere? Are they indentured servants or anything?
I think it's easy to feel that way. You know, we all have limits to what our power is in the marketplace. So, you know, we may aspire to something more, and then we blame the place we work for having hired us instead of blaming the place that didn't hire us. And that's kind of human nature, you know. But we are lucky to have jobs, and Amazon has long lines of people fighting to get those jobs, and Walmart never has any trouble hiring. So I have to assume that people, once they get there, are happy that they're there.
Well, I mean, at least it allows them to kind of get get some sort of work going and basically kind of build their skills. And you know what? If there's a place down the road that's going to pay you more, go down there.
Yes. I think this is all a cover, Kevin, for the fact that schools don't educate well enough, and because people don't get educated enough, they can't advance.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Can you you have that sound handy, Anthony? Can you play a little of it? Mayor London Breed of San Francisco. She is she's got mask mandates in place. But when busted for being out having fun without a mask, she defended what she was doing and said that was the way it should be. She said, "This is good. We don't need the fun police running around stopping people from having fun." 860-522-9842. In a half hour, we get to the rants. 860-751-4698. So what do you think about this? This is I don't know if this is a politician being honest or a politician covering up for her being busted, right? She's out in public defying her party's take on things. You know, her party thinks you're supposed to be ordering people to do things they don't want to do, and then she defends liberty. Let's listen to Mayor Breed.
I had a good time at the Black Cat, and I think it's sad that this is even a story. The fact is...
What happened? It's broken?
It's just really low. Hold on.
Should we get this fixed at the same time that they're fixing the phone line?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So San Francisco Mayor London Breed is facing a backlash because a video showed her dancing and singing at a jazz club without a mask on to a performance by two of the members of the group, Tony?
Is that
how you say it?
Tony, I think.
Well, it's spelled three different ways. But the last one isn't pronounced Tony. It's got an accent over the E, so it should be Tony. But they're young people. They're not literate. So Tony makes sense with three different spellings. Anyway, she's she was out having fun. And you're going to play what she said, or is it too complicated to get it on the air?
No, I'll play. It's ready. Sorry.
I had a good time at the Black Cat, and I think it's sad that this is even a story. The fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers, Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in
Skip
public,
ahead
for I
a
believe
bit.
At least over 20 years.
She goes off on
years,
this whole thing about the
they
band.
Are just really, my person, eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm going to keep my mask off.
This is good.
And yes, in the end time, while we're drinking, like everyone else there, we were all having a good time. And again, all vaccinated. So the fact that this is even a story is sad. And it's sad because we're missing out on the fact that we have live performances. We in San Francisco have done an incredible job around COVID. Yes, we have challenges, but this is now a distraction. And I would hope that people would spend more time on enjoying San Francisco, of going to go see Maurice Mulbetta.
All right. We've got to get back to this after we get a traffic update. Mark Christopher, maskless, in the brown, Painderas, and Scott Traffic Center, listening to Tony.
Tony, yeah, we'll have to play some a little bit later. Yeah, you know, those mask rules only apply to us commoners. If you're the Emmys, or, you know, if you're at the Emmys or you're a big-time politician, it doesn't apply to you.
Or
that's
at a steakhouse.
There you go.
Come on, at a steakhouse, you don't pay $50 for a steak and have to wear a mask.
Exactly. You know, how are you going to get the flavor if you're wearing the mask?
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Isn't it amazing you could make up one little riff like that? That little guitar part on that. You really got me. You really got me. And that's it. You're set for life. Why didn't I write one of those?
Yeah, we should have got into music.
If I got into that at age 17, I could have been retired at 22 and just sitting by the beach waiting for the royalty check. But I didn't learn that till later, till a few years ago when I read that Paul McCartney, you know that horrible Christmas song of his?
So this is
simply
Christmas.
Having wonderful
that one,
Christmas.
That one, yeah, that one. Yeah.
I read this article that said he makes $400,000 a year from that, for royalties for that licensing.
That's so crazy. That is, you were saying, Van Halen, you know, you really got me. I mean, you get a Christmas song, you're in. Like, that is on every year. If it's a hit for Christmas, you're getting paid.
Only for a few weeks, but it does get a lot of plays. Yeah. Yes, it's like a hit. It's an annual hit.
Yeah.
You know who else hasn't worked since he had his one hit? Is the guy who did the Monster Mash. Boris, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't even know who it is. I know who you're talking about, though.
He makes a living off of that song, playing every Halloween. He's got the only Halloween song, almost.
It's coming up, too. I might have to play it for bump music.
Yeah. At least so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So that would be the strategy. If you could write like the Mother's Day song or something, you know, that has no representation, and you could get all the pent up demand for songs about Mother's Day.
Yes.
Simply taking her out to an expensive restaurant. $400,000 a year, please. Oh, man. World just is not fair. There should be a union protecting me for my songwriting abilities or lack thereof. Shouldn't I make a minimum amount? Shouldn't I get paid for not having written the songs that nobody would want to hear and they'd be miserable over every time it played on the radio? Anyway, that's my little foray into the music business today. So, yeah, so Mayor Breed, I did find a story, and now let me see if I still have it, about how the San Francisco has really strict rules about wearing a mask. The city's health order only allows for masks to be removed while actively eating or drinking. I love that. Mayor London Breed violates San Francisco's strict mask mandate, which city has yet to soften. She's been in power since 2018. And so I guess if she wanted to weaken those rules, she might have pursued weaker mask rules. Per the San Francisco Chronicle, Breed was maskless for the duration of the indoor event she was at, as were other attendees. The city's health order only allows for masks to be removed while eating or drinking actively. People are urged to be seated at a table or positioned at a stationary counter or a place while eating or drinking. So the question is that I want to find out is, to what degree is she responsible for these rules, and to what degree has she worked to change them? Bonnie's in Simsbury. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Todd. I'm 62. My son is 42. He's getting married, 3 times canceled with COVID this Saturday. And I'm searching for
congratulations.
Well, I'm searching for a mother and son song, and it's—I don't know. You know, I think you have some background in that kind of category. I don't know, but
you know, we can consult with Mark Christopher. But mother and son reunion is the only from Paul Simon is the only one I can think of that mentions mother and son even.
Doesn't have to mention head, but... it. His dad actually divorced his dad at 1 year old. He didn't re-meet his dad until he was 16. So I kind of raised him myself. So it was a long battle. And he's an engineer, and he's doing great. So I just thought maybe you'd have some kind of...
How old is he now, your son?
He's 42, and I'm 62. First marriage.
Oh, that's right. You said that. Sorry. That's very exciting. That's great. So you were a young mother, and it was tough, but he worked out well. And does he have a good relationship with his dad now?
He has a relationship with his dad, yes. But, his dad is still messed up, whatever.
Yeah, but it's good to at least have the relationship so he can realize.
And I forgave him, so he's like, at least we don't have any animosity or anything.
Good. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, we need a song. We need a song.
Well, all right, Anthony, can you track down Mark Christopher? I know he's out there with his binoculars looking at cars on roads, but if you can find him, maybe we can get from him a song that Bonnie could use for the wedding. When's the wedding? Did you say this weekend?
This Saturday, yeah.
This Saturday. All right, it's getting
I don't have
the
much
wire.
Time.
Do you have a DJ playing at the party?
Yes, he's very good, yeah.
Did you ask him about a song?
I didn't ask him because I want to ask everybody else first.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we will track down Mark Christopher and let him know. Thank you, Bonnie, for the call. Great to hear from you. 860-522-WTIC. That's Bonnie looking for a mother and child. Anybody have a recommendation? I don't think there is such a song, but there must be, actually. There must be somewhere a song that somebody sang, a woman sang, about her son. John Lennon, he had that beautiful boy song, which if you could find a woman doing that, that would be cool. Although your son might be embarrassed. I don't know. I'm not coming up with anything.
I looked some up, but I feel like that's cheating.
I just want to see if we're here to cheat. We're here to have the answers. It doesn't matter how we get them. Beautiful Boy. I'm looking for a cover for Beautiful Boy. That's what I'm looking for now. Cover. Who has covered that song? And I'll bet. All right, cover versions of Beautiful Boy. Parentheses, Darling Boy. We've got, let's see if a... Really? Mickey Dolenz did one? Celine Dion did Beautiful Boy. Try that one. Someone named Julia Murney, don't know who she is. Beverly Mahood. Laura Crema. I feel like I should know her, but I don't. That's about it that I've got so far. And Mark Christopher, I'm sure, will have one that he knows and loves. Peter, do you have one for us? Hey, Peter.
Yeah, hi. Rascal Flatts, My Wish. Take a listen to that song.
It's a good mother and child one?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Thank you. Rascal Flatts, a little countrified thing. Thank you, Peter. Love hearing that. Yo, thank you. 860-522-9842, John Weathersfield. Hi, John.
Yes, to me, the perfect song for son and mother song would be Billy Joel, I Love You Just the Way You Are. And it's basically because of the history behind it. It's, he was playing pianos, he was getting picked on and beat up on and all this stuff, and he wanted to change and all this, and his mother's like basically said, don't change because I love you just the way you are. So I think that's something.
Oh, really?
That
I never knew that backstory on it. That's great.
Yeah, so I'm sure when she thinks about it, I'm sure she's going to think about times when, his son went to her with a problem and he wanted to do something, whether it's because of a trouble that he had with another woman. And he's like, oh, well, I should do this because, it would impress her. And she probably said something along that lines of, don't change because you're going to find the right person. And just the way you are, because I love you the way you are, you're going to find somebody that loves you the way you are. So that's just something.
That's a really great suggestion because that song just works perfectly. Whatever the backstory is, it just works perfectly. Thank you for that, John. All right, Bonnie, so there's another one for you. And all you would need is find a woman singing that, which there must be because that was a big hit. Billy Joel, I Love You Just the Way You Are. Jim has one for us, too. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Todd. You might want to look up For Baby, For Bobby.
For Baby, For Bobby.
Yep. John Denver did it. And some other folk people did it, too. So, also a great song for a mother and son dance.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I was writing.
A great song for a mother and son dance at a wedding.
That song? That same one. Okay.
In one man's opinion.
Yeah, well, look, You can't be more than one man unless you're a Siamese twin, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, sir. It's good to get one man's opinion. That's what we're here for. We collect them all. Or one woman, yeah. It's equal opportunity here. Not that there's any such thing as gender. There's no binaries around here. It's all fluid. But if you want to be old-fashioned about it, sure. One man's opinion. One woman's opinion. So Bobby's expressing something. It's interesting about weddings, because weddings generally, in the old days at least, belong more to the parents than they do to the kids getting married, right? I mean, the people getting married are often victims of the wedding, because they think it's their they think it's going to be their wedding, but it turns out they're going to it. This is the old model. You know, a lot of kids now are paying for their own, but still, that's how it often works out. The way it's not, at least the not the the rants. What's that?
I can't hear you. I got paranoid.
Oh, man. Things are getting tense there in the control room, I guess. Anthony thought I wasn't talking or something. What made you think that? You just heard silence. You heard nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, you turned it down too far. Okay. I'm right here. Don't go changing just to please me. So, anyway... The point being that it's interesting how the narrative for families is more complicated than about the young people getting married. The narrative for the families is often about divorces or relationships, or, you know, one parent being closer than another parent. And often the child is pursuing the parent who neglected them or abused them in some way with way more devotion than the one who provided support, just because, you know, the being neglected by a parent, that's a profound and powerful thing that you want to resolve, whereas there's not much to resolve with somebody who's loved you and supported you the whole time. But it's one of those things that's unfair and hard for the when in the restaurant business, that was one of the things I did, was plan weddings. And it was interesting getting in the middle of those family dynamics because of those kinds of out in the background while you were sitting down with families trying to work out the details. We're trying to just figure out whether they wanted, you know, steak or chicken for their entrees. But those, the thing they were fighting over wasn't the thing they were fighting over. It was in the background. It's kind of interesting. And now we have that sound cut I was playing earlier. That was a while ago, but I was playing this sound earlier from this woman who's a psychologist, Sally Sakel, I think her name was. And she was talking about how she was talking about how now they're trying to change the training of psychologists, therapists, so that they're doing the therapy based on racial issues, based on equity. Everybody's got an agenda. It would be nice if people could just let each other be and let the world move on. So coming up in a few minutes, we'll get the rants going. Rants are always fun. We are going to, I don't know how often we'll do it, but I'm feeling nostalgic, and a number of people have expressed nostalgia for the Jolly Nets Comedy Club. So I've got one queued up to replay today during the rants. And Bob Stefanowski will be here at the end of the 5 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We'll have our fun right now. Mark Christopher in the Brown Paint Harrison Scott Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.